He had been upstairs enjoying the comforts of a feather bed and the warmth of Shay's body beside him, when his squire had woken him to say that a rider had arrived with dire news of River Run. So it had all been for nothing. The rush south, the endless forced marches, the bodies left beside the road, all for naught. Rubstark had reached River Run days and days ago.
"How could this happen?" Sir Harry Swift moaned. "How? Even after the Whispering Wood you had River Run ringed in iron, surrounded by a great host? What madness made Sir Jamie decide to split his men into three separate camps? Surely he knew how vulnerable that would leave them."
"Better than you, you chinless craven," Tyrion thought. Jamie might have lost River Run, but it angered him to hear his brother slandered by the likes of Swift, a shameless lickspittle, whose greatest accomplishment was marrying his equally chinless daughter to Sir Kevin, and thereby attaching himself to the Lannisters.
"I would have done the same," his uncle responded, a good deal more calmly than Tyrion might have. "You have never seen a River Run, Sardis, or you would know that Jamie had little choice in the matter. The castle is situated at the end of the point of land where the Tumblestone flows into the Red Fork of the Trident. The rivers form two sides of a triangle, and when danger threatens, the Tullys open their sluice gates upstream to create a wide moat on the third side, turning River Run into an island.